Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Honor and respect, honor and respect to all you extraordinary individual and esteemed member of the United Nations Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. I take it after what Dr. Sheila said. I'm going to tell my story. Today, I come before you to affirm the sovereignty of Haiti, a nation founded on the principle of freedom, equality, and liberty. As we convene to recognize and uplift people of African descent and culture, I bring forth constructivist process of collaboration and empowerment from my heart to your hearts about my Haiti, the Haiti we're working for, true freedom from outside manipulation, intervention, and theft. In 2016, I set out to Haiti. My mission was to honor my culture and to recognize the 224th anniversary of the historic first Congress held on August 14, 1791 at Bois Caïma. An event pivotal to global history. My journey led me to Southeast region, where I encountered remarkable remote farmers. They welcomed me into the Mbamon community. It was a transformative experience that led me to dedicate myself to working with these remote farmers in the rural village, co-creating sustainable solutions and processes to the next generation. As an inheritor, I feel an obligation to uplift Mbamon and rural farming communities. While we may not have all the answers, we take our inspiration from the collective work of various organizations, including Black Women Blueprint, Mouvement Paysan Papay, Confédération Nationale Voodooisan Haïtien, Fondation Félicité, and many others for their relentless effort to foster positive change, preserve cultural recognition, and maintain hope in and for Haiti and her people. I will end with this. I come before you, not seeking financial aid. We demand recognition, respect, and honor for Haiti. It is imperative that we recognize the cultural significance and contribution of Haiti, who at Bois Caïma held the torch for freedom and liberation for all people, which is the mission of the United Nations, is treated with dignity and equity. The time for action is now. Let us, let the United Nations rise to the occasion and ensure that Haiti's next chapter is one of freedom, prosperity, partnership, and mutual respect. Asante Sani.